Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back to the programme. A property development has been approved by Dublin City Council along the city centre's iconic Moore Street. This is one of three applications set to redevelop the Moore Street area, but it has already been met with opposition from heritage groups and local politicians calling for an appeal of the council's decision. Well, to discuss this further, I'm joined on the line by architect Roisin Murphy. Roisin, you're very welcome to the programme. What do you make of the plans and to redevelop Moore Street?
I have skin in the game. I am a North Sider. So Moore Street and the North Inner Georgian Quarter is really a big passion of mine. Mm-hmm. And I'm a bit of a conservationist. But that said, I'm an architect. I can see the benefits of redevelopment of this area. It needs some sort of love showered on it. But we aren't doing well in terms of matching conservation and redevelopment at the moment in Dublin. It seems to be it's a very black and white thing. We're going into redevelop. Sorry about the cobblestone. Sorry about the Merchant's Arch. Oh, sorry about Moore Street. And that for me isn't even so much an architectural problem as a problem of large-scale financial redevelopment of areas without due respect for history and context.
Okay, so that is your architectural conservationist viewpoint. Yeah. But let me put this forward to you. It would it would redevelop this area, which is, as you say, badly in need of investment, badly in need of perhaps a new protection. Injection of design and vibrancy into an area that would bring money and economy and jobs and a new vibrancy into the city centre.
Now, I get that, right, but there is vibrancy in Moore Street. It has history, it has context, it has vibe. It's quite an interesting, diverse street. It always has been. I mean, if you go down there, it has one of the best French bakeries there. And what it has is small-scale retail that can be accessible to people who are interested in setting up alternative food. So that's not the problem. The problem is what's happening in the city at the moment is large areas are bought out and allowed to become derelict. Okay, it's one of the reasons why they're all up in their arms that if they're going to do this, they need to do it rather than turn over or flip the development again. Mm-hmm. Because then we have another 10 years of the Carlton Cinema just lying there. You know, it's sure to open to the street. So the thing is, the problem is it's too big. The problem is probably there are good architects on this team, but there's probably not enough respect for the completion and the protection, because history is also vibrant. Like, that's, people don't come to Dublin because they want to see the new development. They come to Joyce's Dublin. They come to kind of other things. That's what the visitors come for.
I don't know, Roisin, if you saw, sure you did, see the depiction of what's being proposed in terms of the redevelopment. For people who haven't seen it, it's a grand red brick archway.
I know.
And some of the historical architectural features are I think, within this as well. You could argue differently.
Totally. No, I get that totally. I have to say, I'm a modernist as well as a conservationist. I would be more, but the arch I'm not totally convinced by, and I know that there's a lot of conditions attached to it. I have to say I would have preferred a vault. I think there's a bit of a pastiche moment there where it's just the arch without that sense of space. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, no, explain that to me further. What do you mean?
Okay, all right. You know, it's a bit like a gateway rather than an archway. It doesn't give that sense of, there's no meaning to it. It's just a bit of paper thin kind of architecture. It's a wall. Mm-hmm. With an opening in it. So I kind of feel if they had an enclosure or they had a double height space
So
you know when you go through Merchant's Arch, for instance, the other ill-fated kind of small scale thing, not dragging every history connection we have, there is that sense of like, oh my God, what's happening here? It's mysterious. The arch is just, I just think it's a little, now I do like the idea of it, and there's some things in this development that are very good. There's some architects that have been added onto it that are also very good, but at the same extent, it's a could do better. I think they need more diverse architects, they need more conservation. And there's that thing of conservation can be a very vibrant thing. You could build under, you can do basins, but this is a sort of a very flat line, kind of, the demolition, again, the failure to protect Moore Street.
Okay, you know? Well then, you say the failure to protect Moore Street. Let me be fickle, as I say so often. I professionally have to be. What's the point in holding on to Moore Street? I mean, can't we put up a plaque or put up a statue or some kind of depiction and let the area move on?
Okay, first of all, Moore Street isn't just about the 1916 Rising. Moore Street is also about street traders, which have been treated abominably by Dublin City for a good 100 years. They're in one day, they're out the next day. There's a big campaign to get rid of them by the bigger retailers. They're small-scale retailers. They come with their prams. They're part of our history. And then also, small teeth make city streets. It's not always about the giant development. And those small, tiny buildings are part of the character of a city. Mm-hmm. So if you fail to protect them, you're not really protected. It's like protecting your baby teeth in your mouth. They're part of the character of an area. Getting rid of all that texture and all that detail will make it quite bland. So it's a bit like that understanding of preserving old bricks in a modern development. The size and scale of those buildings are incredibly important in appreciation of the history of that area. They add texture. They add kind of, they add age. They're wrinkles in the architecture of the city.
But in fairness to Dublin City, you've given them a fair walloping. Yeah. But in fairness to the city, they have tried time and again to come up with some kind of proposal, and somebody somewhere, some stakeholder shoots it down.
They keep selling it. Pardon the pun. No, they also keep selling it. They also keep going, I'm going to go back in and get another thing. Oh, COVID has changed this. I'm going to change that. That failure to commit, that failure to build. And in a way, it's the difference between, say, you look at Temple Bar, where it was a government-led initiative to develop. It's a bit like the housing. They had Group 91, which was the selection of 10 or 12 architects. So you had a kind of context of a lot of architectural ideas in. But you also had the see-through. You had it delivered. It was delivered to the people. In a way, the problem with big commercial interventions is there's, and that's why the urgency, are you actually going to build it, lads, or are we just going to do another planning application? And if you don't get what you want, you throw your toys out of the pram and say, right, well, we're not going to build it, and march off, a bit like Garth Brooks and the concerts. Like, it's time to develop, commit to develop, but also have respect for the residents, the historic societies who are protecting those buildings.
Okay.
You know, we can do all. In this instance, there's enough space for everybody.
Okay, well, architect, conservationist, modernist, and much more, Roisin. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Roisin Murphy.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Bye.